Well, Java 1 2011 will be my 8th Java 1 event. Since 2004, I've been to every single one of these. Luckily, this year, I am a speaker. So I'll be speaking on JavaFX 2.0. I must be in a really good striking mood today because this is the 5th audio boo of the day on a Friday. I don't normally do this, but I'm feeling this way. My expectation of Java 1. What do I want to see? I want to see the final completion of JavaFX 2.0. I think it's been a long time coming. Since 2007, I was there with the great announcement that Sun Microsystems were going to reinvigorate the UI, the user interface on the Java platform. From this basis, looking back for 4 years, I think they finally are getting to that stage. The beta, JavaFX 2.0 beta, at least a 36 patch edition, which I downloaded the other day, it's really running really quickly and fast. It's not sluggish. It's really good, in fact. It needs a couple of new things for me, like a rich text pane editor, widget that will replace some of the older swing stylized text panes, widgets that you got in there with the old architecture. Kim Tompley wrote a fantastic book on a really good study. I think it was called Advanced Call Swing or something like that. I must be being confused with all these job specification things that mention core Java and core Spring and all this nonsense. Anyway, I digress again. I'm making a habit of digressing. I think JavaFX 2.0 will be really good. By the time you get to Java 1, of course, there will be another month to go before it's officially released by the end of the year. But so far, so good. And Oracle really need to get this right. Run anywhere procedure really stuck in developers' mind. There just has to be JavaFX 2.0 releases for Mac and Linux and Solaris and practically every computer platform under the known general universe. I give you the comparison of the Android platform where on the developer android.com page, somewhere on there, there's a nice pie chart which shows you the breakdown of all the Android operating systems like Gingerbread and Cupcake and Eclair. And you'll find that the biggest slice of the pie right now in July 2011, thank God it's almost at the end of the month, is 2.3.3, which is Gingerbread, I believe. And yeah, it is Gingerbread. And the rest of it is pretty new stuff like Android 3.0 is tablets and Honeycomb and things like that. But it's interesting to see that's what Oracle needs to do. And I think they will do it. Yesterday, they delivered a Java 7. I'm quite sure now, I'm quite confident that they will deliver JavaFX. As for the other things at Java 1, for me, it's less interesting now about web frameworks. Apart from Play and Scalate for Scala and Griffin, of course, for Groovy, I personally am not interested in web frameworks anymore. They've been superseded by the JavaScript engines like CoffeeScript and jQuery now. And the final thing about Java 1 will be the EE side, the Enterprise Edition. I have less experience myself personally with the cloud side. I know lots of you are interested in cloud services. And for me, as an observer, that's all I will be at Java 1, will be how on earth do you standardize all of these cloud services under a Java EE umbrella. Be interesting to see, and really the political interactions that go on to make it. Anyway, it's a long one, and this is the final one of the day. Enjoy your day.